So let's start with that first main riff that everybody thinks of when we think of this song. And I want to talk about a couple of approaches to it. Now I'm muting it. And the way that I'm muting it is I have the heel of my hand right across the bridge, right where the strings cross over before they go into the body. That dampens it. You can also use just a piece of felt under the strings back there. Now the notes we're using here are the F sharp on the second string, fourth fret. Then I move straight up to the third string, fourth fret, which is a C sharp. Then I go to the second string, second fret, finger one, which is an E. Then back to the note I started on, second string, fourth fret, F sharp. Then I go back to the E, second string, second fret. Then back up to the third string, fourth fret. And then I go to the third string, second fret with finger one. And then back to the fourth fret of the third string. Now, if you listen to the recording, there's a low bass synthesizer that's hitting at the beginning. If you would rather get that note at the beginning, that's just your top string, second fret. It also is an F sharp. It's just an octave lower than the one we're using on the second string. So instead of going, what you'll do is, so that way, if you don't have that synthesizer bass hitting that low F sharp, you can get that. And that's all you have to substitute to get that effect. That's the main riff for the F sharp minor chord. Now let's take a look at how the song is built and the other riffs we have.